It's time to take you courtside with your Phoenix Suns. This is the Alvin Gentry Show on Sports 620 KTAR.
Kurt goes to Sotomayor, he jams it. Banks on the drive, goes to Shaq, and he'll score that one.
The Alvin Gentry Show is brought to you by Southwest Airlines. At Southwest Airlines, we don't think it's fair to charge fees for things that should be free. Visit southwest.com. Sports 620 KTAR.
Here's the look. And the next free throw, not good. He missed them both, but he gets the rebound and scores. How about that? Big Cactus missed the free throw. He was the first guy in the lane, got it off the glass, and put it in.
While we're all busy wringing our hands about Kurt Warner and the Arizona Cardinals and about what's going to happen, about the Phoenix Suns, huge win yesterday afternoon at U.S. Airways Center, taking out the Lakers on national television, 118-111, the final score as the Suns embark now on a four-city, six-night road trip that starts tomorrow in Orlando, a game that you'll hear here on Sports 620 KTAR. Tip-off is at 5 o'clock, and with that in mind, we head out to Orlando, and we are joined on the telephone by the head coach of the Phoenix Suns, Alvin Gentry, and the Alvin Gentry Show here on Sports 620 KTAR. And I say, Coach, you see, I knew I wouldn't be a jinx for you guys. I just knew it.
Well, I'll tell you, we like to, you'll be on every week now.
I hope. It is my show, but I hope you're right. I was a little worried after that first Lakers game, but glad to be back with you for the second straight week and glad to know I wasn't any kind of a jinx. That was obviously, I mean, for you, tell me, in the locker room afterwards and on the plane today flying to the East Coast, what sort of a boost did that win over LA yesterday give you guys?
Well, you know, we talked about the game that we played out there, and they're a great team. We don't want to take anything away from them, but you know, the thing that we talked about right after that game was over, the fact that we had so many turnovers and we had gave up so many layups, and they had so many second chance points that we didn't allow ourselves an opportunity to win. And we just said if we took care of that and that alone, that should give us an opportunity to win. And we did a good job in those areas on Sunday, and obviously we came away with a win.
So for you, that was the major key then yesterday, was limiting the turnovers and being just more efficient with your possessions?
We were, and I thought we were much more. You know, we got a little crazy there at the end of the game, and we turned the ball over four times in the last couple of minutes, but we only had 15 turnovers for the game, so we were at an area, you know, that would have been real comfortable for us. But I thought the big thing for us is that we also did a good job, once again, of getting Shaq the ball in a position where they couldn't double-team him. And when they did double-team him, he threw it out, and we had some open shots, and we made some shots. And, you know, for us, it's all about making shots, getting easy baskets and making shots, and I thought we did a great job in those areas.
I was at the Friday game against Toronto, and outside of the fact that there wasn't a soul on Toronto's roster who could guard Shaq, it seemed to me that he was doing an outstanding job of passing out of the doubles and even then getting his shot off before the defense, be it Toronto on Friday or the Lakers on Sunday, before the defense really had a chance to establish what it was that they were going to do against them, whether they were going to bring the double, how quickly they brought it. It seemed like he was very purposeful about what he was going to do and how fast he was going to do it when he got that ball.
Well, I think the big thing is that he got such deep position.
Yeah.
You know, he was catching the ball at the charge circle, and if he catches it in there, then first of all, they don't have time to double team. And even if they double team, he's just so close to the basket that he can finish it over two people, really. So I thought Leandro played a great game. Not a ton of assists, but he got the ball to Shaq in such a great position, and he pushed the ball and did a great job. And I just think he's getting better every game as far as running the team and executing the offense and getting the ball to the right people, yet staying aggressive offensively himself. And it was just a process for him. So, you know, I was happy for Leandro, and like I said, I just think Shaq's playing great for us right now.
Yeah, Alvin Gentry joining us here on Sports 620 KTAR and the 620 Sports Line with me, Dave Burns, as it is the Alvin Gentry Show. We talk about positioning, we talk about where he's getting the ball, his ability to pass out of the double team. I mean, those are all, you know, kind of technical things for what Shaq is doing right now, but just the energy that he's playing with and the fountain of youth that it seems like he's discovered in this last week. Is there anything you can attribute that to, Coach?
Well, if you talk to him, he says it's always been there. So,
do you believe him?
well, he wants to. If he gets 30 catches a day, night, he'll average 45 points. So, it's to hear him talk. But no, I just think he is playing. He's having a heck of a year, and I keep making this statement, and everybody thinks that I'm crazy when I make the statement. But I would vote for him for the most improved player in the league right now for what he's doing and the numbers that he's putting up, and especially at his age. Now, you're talking about a guy that's going to be a first ballot Hall of Fame guy, but I just think from where he was and where he was playing last year to where he is right now, it's been an amazing difference in just the energy and his effectiveness and his efficiency, I think.
So what will you guys start to see then as teams will start to try to take him away or to neutralize him or to contain him? What do you expect now to see from teams when it comes to them trying to take Shaq away from you on the offensive end?
Well, I think it's almost what the Lakers did, and that's to pretty much play a zone where you got a guy behind him and then one in front trying to keep the ball out. But if we're pushing the basketball and running and spreading the floor and really doing some things before they can get their half-court defense set, then we seem to be pretty effective, even against the Lakers, of taking advantage of that before they could get their defense set. But the only thing I can see is that, you know, they would try to play a guy in front of him and behind him, and we tried that when he was with Miami and also when he was with the Lakers, and it didn't work very effective for us either. So.
So
I just think that he's playing well, and as long as he's running like he is and getting position, I think it's going to be very difficult for anybody to handle him.
So 7 seconds or Shaq, did you come up with that?
No, I can't take credit for that.
That's catchy. That's really catchy.
ITT girl, the girl that does a lot of the web stuff, her name is Amy, and I got to give her a shout-out and give her all the credit for that. She came up with the 7 seconds of Shaq, okay? I will use that at some time.
Absolutely. Instead of 7 seconds or less, it's 7 seconds or Shaq. So how much of that is catchy slogan, and how much of that is what you guys are trying to do out there?
No, it's definitely. I told her, I said, you know, you couldn't put it any better, because that's exactly what we're doing. We're trying to push the basketball, and, if you go back to the game against Oklahoma City, where Leandro had the 41 points, we got in the open court, so he was able to score before we had to set up in a half court. And then, obviously in Toronto, they stopped our break somewhat, so we were able to throw the ball inside. So
yeah.
If we don't have that initial burst where we get a quick shot, then, yeah, we're going to throw the ball inside, and we're going to make them double-team, and Shaq's done a good job. We've done a really good job in the last few games of spacing and then coming up with offensive plays that has been very efficient and effective for us.
The Alvin Gentry Show here on Sports 620 KCAR, the Suns and the Orlando Magic tomorrow at 5 here on the flagship home of the Phoenix Suns, Sports 620 KCAR. So the 118-111 win over your Pacific Division rivals, national TV, big game, everybody's fired up. As coach, and the team is now 6-2 since you took over, do you embrace that and enjoy that win and the boost that it might give you guys, or is it quickly back to, hey guys, just 1 out of 82, relax, let's focus on the next opponent? Or do you try to feed off of the success and the increased confidence that would come from a win like that?
No, I'll tell you what we talked about, and we said this right from the start. The first day that I talked to the team, I said we're never going to get too high and we're never going to get too low. So for us, yesterday it was a good win against a quality team. That's all it was.
That's it.
You know, it doesn't count as 5 wins, or, you know, if we'd have lost, it doesn't count as 5 losses. So I think for us, we're trying to keep a level head about this whole thing and approach each game, one at a time. I know that's such a cliche to say, but, I told them we can't play the next game until we play the game that we're in the process of playing. So, you know, let's focus on that, and then we'll move ahead from there. But I didn't think the locker room was extremely, excited or anything. I mean, I think our guys felt like when we play at home, we should beat any team.
Alvin Gentry here on Sports 620 KCAR. Let's get a Steve Nash update. How's he feeling, and what do you expect that his status is going to be for tomorrow's game against Orlando, Coach?
Well, he's gotten a ton of treatment on it, and, Steve, he's going to make sure that he take every avenue possible to be able to play. It felt good today. We'll test it at shoot around tomorrow, see how he feels there, and then he'll test it in pregame. And if he feels good, he'll go. I think there's probably a good possibility that he'll go. But like I said, it'd have to be a game time decision.
And the game time coming up tomorrow against Orlando. This is we talked about this stretch last week when you joined us on the show, and now here you go into one of the toughest road trips. I think if you were drawing it up, this would be about one of the toughest that you could possibly go on. All you need to do is sneak off to Boston in the middle of it, and I think it would
exactly.
it might be a little tougher. Other than that, it's pretty tough.
I was gonna say if you could throw in Cleveland and Boston, you know, that would kind of make those big. But, no, it's tough. You know, Orlando, third best record in the East, and when you take the other two teams, they're very, very good, and they're right there with them. They've got great size and really, really good shooters. They spread the floor as we do, and then they've got Dwight Howard inside who's been unbelievable. So there'll be a tough task in Miami. Anytime I think you see Dwayne Wade, if you saw the New York game, where he literally took the game over in the fourth quarter and outscored New York himself 24-17. So, and then you go to Houston and then you go to San Antonio, and we don't even have to mention San Antonio. We know what they are, and Houston is playing great basketball. They had won six straight. With no Tracy McGrady until the other night, they lost one.
Tell me about what difference it has made for you over these last couple of games in terms of where Grant Hill plays, in terms of what position he plays with Nash out and trying to get the most out of him.
Well, what we did is that day we had played him as our power forward, and that was just a little too tough for him and a little unfair, to be honest with you, to have him battling, you know, Lamar Odom and, you know, and he's guarding Chris Bosh and guys like that. What he is he's a perimeter player. So we just made the decision that we would insert Matt into the lineup and move Grant back to the three position where he can be effective out on the floor running, finishing, and guarding guys. And he's done a great job in that area for us.
And finally, I watching a game yesterday on TV that got into a very good debate on the air, and I made a note of it to ask you about it, that they were debating about whether this team, with Amari being out and with the injuries that you've been dealing with, Steve, and this part of the schedule that you're going through, they got into a great debate about whether making the playoffs would be a major accomplishment given what you're dealing with right now, or with the talent that you've got on this roster, that it's still somewhat expected that you guys will make the postseason. Where do you stand on that one, Coach?
Well, I would like for them to take Kobe and Powell off the Laker team and see how well they do.
Yeah,
you know, we lost a guy that averaged 25 points a game for us last year and was averaging 22 points this year. So obviously he's going to be missed. Steve has been out three games now. It does have an effect on the way you play and how successful you can be. The thing that we've talked about all along is that we hadn't even talked about the playoffs or anything like that. What we've talked about is that, you know, whatever amount of games we have left, and I think we have 24 or something like that, we've said that we have to get better every game and we have to be effective in the way we're playing, and we have to play competitively, and we have to play, you know, together. And if we do that, then we'll think of it as a successful season. Where that leads us, we'll find out at the end of it. But, you know, we're not talking about playoffs or anything like that. You know, or as the old football coach said, playoffs.
Playoffs?
Know?
Yeah.
we're just trying to get better every day, and I think we're doing that. And, you know, we'll find out where that takes us.